Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Holding Jesus' Hand. Today we look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. Lego set number 41720. That's the one she wanted. This set is a water park with two slides, an octopus sprinkler, and even a popsicle stand. She waited and shopped at different stores and waited some more until finally she found it on sale. She was so excited to put the set together and move the Lego people through the water park. But now the set sits in a box, untouched since that first day of play. The toy she waited for only gave her momentary happiness. Has this happened in your house? Do you have Christmas gifts that were exciting last week but now sit on a shelf? Are the treasures that your family waited for and longed for now forgotten? The truth is, even the best presents will eventually be outgrown or broken or placed in a donation box. The treasures of this world will never bring lasting joy and peace. The only Christmas gift that brings lasting peace is Jesus. God's people waited with great longing for thousands of years for the Savior to come. And finally, on that first Christmas, the promised Savior came. Jesus gives us the peace that only a Savior can give. True peace, true rest in knowing that Jesus rescued us from the dangers of sin. Yet we often look for peace in all the wrong places. Specialists, our family and friends, and the internet. We try to find rest in a good book, taking a walk, or by relaxing on vacation. All of these can be healthy places to find rest for your body and mind, but the rest is only temporary. Things of this world will always only bring temporary peace. The peace that Jesus gives is lasting. This peace is the tranquil, restful feeling that we feel when we remember that Jesus loves and forgives us. This peace gives us confidence that God always has and always will care for us. As one children's song says, "Peace is holding Jesus' hand." God has taken care of our biggest problem, sin, and now calls us to let peace rule in our hearts. Let's remember that Jesus fought for us on the cross and now calls us into his restful arms. Let's thank God for the peace that Jesus gives, and may this peace rule our hearts always. We pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for the gift of peace. Let this peace rule in our hearts and give us a renewed energy to share this gift of peace with others. Amen. A question to consider. Think of times that you have been at peace, on a hike, after a well check at the doctor. Now consider how much more at peace we are knowing the peace that Jesus gives. Think of the metaphor. Peace is holding Jesus' hand. How is this true peace different from other times that we are at peace? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.